You're entering the Content Studio by GLC. We are here to answer questions you didn't even know you had about reaching and fully engaging your audience. Stay tuned for insights from established content marketing pros. Hi, everybody. It's Myrna Traylor, and I'm here at the Content Studio at GLC. And I'm here today with Meredith Landry, who's a content manager who works with us to put out the best possible content for our clients, but also to give you some insight into what you can do to make your audience engagement better. Today, we're going to be talking about why it's important for organizations to be inclusive in their content marketing. So, Meredith, I'm going to throw you that first question. What do you think organizations need to do?
Happy to take it. Because it has been statistically proven that consumers prefer to shop and frequent brands that have diverse marketing. I can show you some statistics, actually, if you want.
Sure. Let's see them.
60% of people, according to a study from Microsoft, said that they are more trusting of brands that represent diversity in their ads. And 85% of consumers said they'll only consider a brand they trust.
Well, there you go. I mean, trust is really important. There's a sort of responsibility for companies, organizations that are putting out their own content
100%.
To make this known that they are an inclusive workplace or that they are seeking a variety of consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been influenced personally by a content marketing campaign that was inclusive, or maybe even the reverse, that wasn't inclusive?
Well, that's a good question. I think at this point in 2023, we're so over just seeing whitewashed everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if that is still someone's marketing plan today, if they only represent the majority, the white male or the white woman in every single ad, it would make me start to mistrust them. And even though that's what I am, I want to see other people represented. I have friends and loved ones, and I want the whole world to be represented. And of course, I'm going to trust that brand more than another one. I don't know that I've been personally turned off because of them, but I do know some that really stand out, some marketing efforts that really stand out that make me want to shop at those places. Like, for instance, Etsy. Etsy's really good at what they do. They represent a lot of diversity in their marketing campaigns, including people who are disabled, people who have very exotic spelling names that they can't find products with their names on it anywhere. And so Etsy is there to make those products for you. So they do a really good job. Gillette does a really good job in their inclusive marketing, showing a father teaching his transgender son how to shave for the first time. So there are certain brands that really stand out to me as being, wow, they get it. They're not just talking the talk, like they are walking the walk as well. So there's a lot of brands who are not just posting a rainbow flag to their social media. They're actually really digging in and finding out, representing the people who are potentially their customers.
And it's so wonderful when you see things like that, because as you've mentioned, even if you're not a member of the group that is being specifically included, knowing that that company wants to include other people is very heartening. For instance, if they offer either commercials or other kinds of messaging in multiple languages, for instance, that can be a huge access point for people who don't use English as their first language. I really respect when brands make that decision to be inclusive, to make sure that everyone is addressed. And I think it's not only in terms of race and gender, sometimes it's also in terms of socioeconomic status.
Absolutely.
Are you only going for the people who are perhaps super well off, mm-hmm. instead of the everyday type of consumer, someone who is going to need your services, especially in things like healthcare? You're going to need services at some point or another. And
it be nice to know that that is a welcoming environment. Right. If I'm coming to a particular hospital or doctor mm-hmm. group, to know that they can respect me if I'm not, you know, wearing the highest fashion.
You're not walking in there with your Louis Vuittons on. Yep.
Even though I'm not, but.
I think the other thing that's really important, so you sort of alluded to this earlier, but in order to truly be inclusive in your marketing, you can't just pull it out of the ether. You have to have some diverse people in your staff to help inform what is appealing to them and what would market to them. So if everyone in your staff is just a white dude, you're going to have a pretty narrow idea of how to appeal to a diverse group of people. Whereas if your staff is made up of all kinds of different people from different genders, races, religions, anything, socioeconomic backgrounds, you're going to get a better idea of how to market diversely.
Indeed. Yeah, I think that is so important. And I'm not even sure what the current state of the art is in terms of focus groups, because I remember there was a time when people were a lot more attuned to actually getting people in a room and running things past mm-hmm. them. And now I feel like maybe that is not quite the way that it's done.
I don't know. It seems like it should be, right? You know?
It should be. Or there ought to be, have a Zoom focus group.
I'm sure that's what's happening now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely important. And one of the things about being in an organization, when you are a person of color, when you're a woman, when you are LGBTQ+, is that you do bring a different perspective. And sometimes it's difficult to raise those concerns.
Oh, definitely. But which is why it has to come from the top. The top has to be willing to listen.
There you go. Yeah. And it's important to feel as if you're not going to be ostracized or somehow punished for bringing up this different perspective.
100%. Yeah. So on that note, similarly, what we were just saying is if you're going to hire a diverse staff, you have to also accommodate their diverse interests and religions and things like that. So give your employees Juneteenth off and celebrate Holi and celebrate Kwanzaa and give the employees who celebrate those certain things that time off. So again, it's your marketing needs to look a certain way, but you also have to back it up with how you treat your employees and how much opinions you take from them as well. There are a ton of resources, one of them being the GLAAD, GLAAD, Media Reference Guide. And we can link to it from our page, wherever we are. But this media guide, it goes through and tells you all the ways to discuss communities of color, LGBTQ terms, transgender terms, HIV, different religion and faith, different things that you might be a little nervous to address in your marketing. And this will tell you how to do it safely.
Excellent.
But also, in addition to GLAAD, there are so many different social media calendars out there. Or you can put in marketing calendars, social media calendars, and they will tell you all of the different holidays across all of the months. So there's a ton of resources to help you get informed. You don't have to do a focus group.
That's really excellent. Coming up, we will talk about how increasing access to your content is another way of being inclusive in your marketing. That's after the break. GLC resources page is for marketers and content creators. Here you'll find a variety of materials to help you improve your skills and create effective content. From templates and checklists to ebooks and webinars, our resources are designed to make your job easier and make your content programs more successful. Browse our collection and download whatever you need to take your marketing and content to the next level. You can find the GLC Resource Hub at glcdelivers.com/resources. Happy creating! One thing that you had mentioned in your blog post, and mm-hmm. I hope some of our listeners will go to the content studio page and read that, is talking about how to make your SEO better if you have a caption, a written caption for your image that is for alt text.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. For the people who don't know what alt text is, it is short for alternative text. And it describes the appearance or function of an image on a page. Alt text is the text you write in the back end of your photo, so nobody can actually see it on the website, but it's a description of what is in the photo so that when a blind person uses their reader on your page, the photo will be described to them. So a blind person can have an immersive experience. And they can be included in your marketing if you include alt text. Not everyone does because it's a step that you don't always see. However,
yes,
the benefit is not only that you're including the people who are blind into your marketing, but SEO can read the text, the alt text. And so that adds to your SEO. It can help with your ranking. It helps in all kinds of ways other than just being inclusive. So that's a little extra bonus.
That's really awesome. I've actually even seen that used in emails. For instance, I get things about knitting and yarn companies, and sometimes the companies will include a description of the product mm-hmm. underneath the photo.
Yeah.
And it's just like blue yarn in a wooden bowl. And
exactly.
I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So it does serve a really great purpose
to
be able to direct those bot and boost your SEO and also, again, give people more options in terms of accessing your content.
Exactly. Here's where we're at in 2023. Everyone obviously has a big lens, a big focus on DE&I, diversity, equity, and inclusion, as we should. It's time. It's way past
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Nobody is fully expected to get it absolutely right. And you know, given our cancel culture and the quickness of popularity of things online, like we are very fast to come out on a brand if they don't get it right. But I think at this point, what we need to look at is if you're willing to adjust your plan, adjust your marketing strategy because you get feedback. So for instance, so the best thing to do is to put out your marketing, you know, obviously have it informed along the way, put it out there, do your best to be inclusive and diverse. If you get feedback that it is alienating a certain group or you missed the mark, be willing to switch it up. Be willing to change and keep trying to be inclusive. There's no end game other than to just be all inclusive. And so you have to just keep trying. You don't always know what you don't know. And so I think we need to give brands a little bit more space to kind of figure out how to fit in there and do the right thing, assuming they want to do the right thing.
Absolutely. I think that's a really great point.
There's no perfect. No one's doing it perfect.
If your heart's in the right place, you will eventually get there.
Right. And on that note, Myrna, we, as you know, at GLC are conducting a comprehensive audit of our creative output, both client-based and internal, centered around representation. We are looking at a year's worth of GLC products to make an accounting of our clients' diversity representation in as many quantifiable ways as possible. The goal for us is just to have a better leadership on DE&I in particular. Number one, clearly demonstrate the overall need for better consideration of diversity. Two, point out the parts of our business most in need of correction. And three, tell us what we don't know, which is the springboard for more education and guidance.
Absolutely.
And to the perfect note, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Like, keep trying to be good. The more people who can give you feedback on whether or not they're feeling included, the more you listen, the better you'll be the next go around.
Yeah. You know, one thing I've always felt about inclusive marketing is why wouldn't you want to expand your
why
market?
Wouldn't why wouldn't you? Right?
It doesn't make any sense to.
But I think that just comes from our conditioning, like historical conditioning.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we just got accustomed to doing it that way. And yeah. Now we have enough people from different backgrounds who have raised their hand and said, hey, I want to be included too. And it's about time.
Yeah. Why would you want to leave money on the table? That's just
why.
Crazy,
I know when anyone could be your consumer.
Yes.
Why would you only want to choose a small section of people?
Well, Meredith, thanks so much for speaking with us today. And it was a really great discussion.
Thank you. I think so too.
We'll have you back and talk about some other great content marketing tips. Take care.
Thanks, Myrna.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Content Studio by GLC. Come again next month for more ways to get the word out about your organization. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. In addition, if you're ready to jumpstart your content marketing program, go to our resources page at glcdelivers.com/resources to download checklists, templates, webinars, and more.